I'm Rebecca Winthrop. I am a global education expert, and I direct the Center for Universal Education at the Brookings Institution and teach at Georgetown University. I am also the co-author of The Disengaged Teen, Helping Kids Learn Better, Feel Better, and Live Better, which I wrote with the award-winning journalist Jenny Anderson. Here are the five big ideas from our book. Number one, engagement, not good grades, predicts happiness and achievement. To learn well, kids need to be engaged. Unfortunately, a shocking number of them are not. In third grade, 75% of kids are engaged in learning. By 10th grade, only 25% say they love school. This matters because how kids feel about learning is a big part of what makes them successful at it. Engagement, or learning well, is not just being able to grind through, check the boxes, or be smart enough to just get it. It's the thoughts, feelings, and actions that combine to give kids the drive to dig into what they care about. When kids lack this motivation and skill, they check out. Surprisingly, plenty of kids who check out bring home good grades. That's often because school is too easy, and they are able to skate by. But they are not developing the essential learning skills they will need to thrive, and often are unhappy and bored in school. Two, to succeed in and out of school, parents need to help their kids better understand themselves as learners. It's hard to know what's happening under the hood of learning, because a lot of motivation and engagement in schools is invisible. We created the four modes of engagement to help everyone, parents, teachers, and kids themselves, understand how to be more involved, persistent, and self-aware. In other words, more engaged. The four modes are passenger. 50% of kids are just coasting along, doing the bare minimum and complaining about the pointlessness of their classes. They need help connecting school to their interests, skills, and learning needs. Resistor. These are the kids we label as problem children, but they are often children with problems, struggling with feelings of inadequacy or invisibility and acting out or withdrawing. They are using their voice to tell us school isn't working, even if it comes out in inappropriate ways. But with support, they can quickly turn things around and use their energy to learn well. Achiever. Parents and teachers love kids in achiever mode because they make them look good and think they are on the path to success. But many of these kids are fragile students who are risk-averse and often on the edge of burnout. They need support in taking on new challenges and encouragement to value themselves beyond their achievements. Explorer. These learners are becoming the authors of their own lives. Driven by internal curiosity, these kids investigate questions that matter to them and persist in achieving their goals. They develop resilience and skills that help them thrive. This is the Holy Grail, where kids achieve better, are happier, kinder, and more self-directed. But less than 10% of kids get to be in explorer mode at school. Luckily, parents can help, and they have more power than they think. Three, parents need to create as much time for their kids in explorer mode as possible. That means first noticing their interests and leaning into these. This can feel counterintuitive, especially with kids in passenger mode. But many kids in passenger and resistor modes are out of gas. They need something to fuel them. Interests are the canvas on which skills are built. Skills of learning, but also doing. Interests can spill over to academics, though this can take time. This means not taking away an interest from a kid who is not performing and not writing off an interest because it's not college-worthy. Kids need to know who they are and what they care about, and interests are ground zero for this. When a child has an interest, they start to find ways to dig in And this is the place kids develop agency, the skill and will to set meaningful goals and marshal the resources to meet them. In an era that will require navigating massive technological and social changes, agency, not just raw achievement, will be paramount. 4. Help kids when they get stuck in a mode. The modes are just that, temporary states that kids slip in and out of. They're not identities, but sometimes kids get stuck, and we have to help them get unstuck. When a child is in resistor mode, withdrawing or acting out, find out why. Don't assume you have a problem child. Assume you have a child with problems. Get in the trenches with them. More often, they need someone by their side, willing to see how scary it is to take a step forward. Kids in resistor mode can catapult to explorer mode with help because they have some agency already. For kids in passenger mode, stop nagging. We know this feels crazy, but nagging diminishes autonomy, and kids in passenger mode need more autonomy. Lean into their own interests instead of trying to direct what they are interested in. As long as they are not hurting themselves or others, all interests are equal for boosting kids' motivation. They need a spark, a reason to care. Without it, they will stay in neutral. When you see your child in overdrive, in achiever mode, help them take small risks in their learning. Don't take the class with the easy A. Let them take the class they are actually interested in. Achiever mode kids are often fragile learners and will only play it safe. Kids occupy three mental states when learning: relatively comfortable, relatively uncomfortable, and panicked. Panic requires we check in and help them with what they need, but too many parents step in at relatively uncomfortable, which is unproductive. Struggle is where we learn. Help them take small risks now so they can take bigger ones later. 5. Learning requires courage. Teens need our support to learn to be brave. Think of the courage it requires to ask a question, to admit you don't understand something, to ask for help, to say in front of your peers that you are confused. We want to raise brave learners, kids with explorer muscles, not compliant ones. This is not just because explorer mode makes them happier, though it does. It's because the tectonic plates underpinning education are moving, and kids who have agency will be the winners in the new system. The architecture of schooling is shifting, even if you can't see it yet. It is moving from the age of achievement, where success is measured by the ability to master the academic knowledge and skills teachers request, to an age of agency, where to succeed, students will need to set learning goals for themselves and marshal strategies to get there. The testing giants that administer everything from the SAT to the AP exams are beginning to shift how they assess students' skills. Soon, students will take AP seminar, where kids are asked to pick a topic they care about and explore it. The age of testing one skill at one moment in one room will soon be over, and in its place, kids will need to know how to think for themselves and make decisions. Spending time in explorer mode can help them do that. This means giving them the space to have some say over how they spend their time, especially after school hours, and some say in how they study. This is one of the best things parents can do to help prepare their children to thrive today and in the world they will walk into in the future.